You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That Am Yisrael was asked what they feel about the whole thing. And what was the response when Hashem asked them? What did they say?
Na'aseh.
They said na'aseh. The nishma is this Shabbat, in the end of the parasha. But they said na'aseh. And then you see that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom goes back. And then he asks them. And then he goes to Hashem. So now, the Midrash brings a very interesting thing. So now, at the time that Moshe is with Hashem, so now, Ribbono Shel Olam wants to speak to Am Yisrael. So, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So, there's a technicality here, very interesting thing, that Ribbono Shel Olam was thinking, if I speak at this moment, what people are going to think?
Where is Moshe Rabbeinu?
No, Moshe is with Hashem.
I know, but why is Hashem talking to us without Moshe Rabbeinu? He's our leader.
No, they know. He went after Hashem.
Ah,
right. So they would might think that
he is the one.
They don't know who's talking here. True. So now, what did Hashem do? Hashem told them, you know, go ask how people feel about this. So that means Ribbono Shel Olam very kindly, politely, asked Moshe for excuse to leave, so he would not be offended. Good. What would you do? Let's say somebody sitting next to you, and then you need the seat. What do you say? Moop! No? Somebody is on your way and making problem, tell them. Right. Here, I mean, that's just a very interesting thing. That at the time that Ribbono Shel Olam, for the first time, appeared himself to Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, how did he appear himself to Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom? At the... Okay, so he spoke with them.
Yes.
How did he speak with them?
Speaking through his mind.
How did he speak with them?
In the midst of the fire.
But what type of voice?
Oh, very soft.
Very soft?
Yes.
Very nice. So the Midrash says that Ribbono Shel Olam spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom with the voice of his father. Amram, Alav Shalom. So then Moshe said, Abba! Abba, you're here. Hashem said, no, I'm not your Abba. I'm your father of your Abba.
Yes.
Well, why did he do such a thing?
In order to bring people to understand what you're saying, you have to speak their language and the tone that they understand.
So that means Ribbono Shel Olam did not want to scare him.
Exactly, yeah.
You want to scare him?
Right,
like somebody is taking a nap, God forbid, I mean, not in Bitkeneset, Chas V'Shalom. You know, so then you want to wake him up, or like in the morning, first you send him a text, good morning, have a good day, and then you call him, one ring, then
gently,
and two rings, three rings, you don't scare him. Why? Why there's such a formula? Because, Pasuk Baruch, because we have a command, it's called Derachecha Darchei Noam. This is Torah. That means the way the Torah is expecting from us to behave, to treat other people, is to be in a pleasant way. Pleasant. So here we see, even though Ribbono Shel Olam just about has been waiting so long to reveal himself to his nation, says maybe, God forbid, there will be a misunderstanding. Good. So how do you handle it? Go, 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 go. I have things to do. So no, you know, go, now take care of this, bring me the answer. Why? Because it will not be technicality later. Then Ribbono Shel Olam just about to appear himself to Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom. Then say, Moshe, this is the Creator. No, that's not the way you do it. First, he talks to him in a voice of his Abba, nicely, will be calm, gently. You know, ladies, on Friday afternoon, the light, 2 candles. Why? But why? Ah, because we learn in Parashat Yitro that it says, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat, look at the show, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat. In Parashat Vayet Hanan, it says, Shamor et Yom HaShabbat, look at the show. Here it says, Zachor, to remember, and then to keep. So we light 2 candles. So now, men, also they have 2 tefillin. One is called Tefillin of Rashi, and the other one is called Rabbeinu Tam. 2. They have to put on 2 tefillin. It's an obligation. It's a mitzvah that they have to put 2 tefillin. So now there's a discussion. Do you put it one right after one another, or you put it together? Like that means you put 2 on your arm and 2 on your head. So now, here, Rabbeinu Ovadia, Zatzal, Zechutam Aren Aleinu, he holds, you put 1, and then later you put, like during the Tefillah, another 1. Harav Ben Zion Alav Shalom, Zechutam Aren Aleinu, he holds, no, the head has the place for both. So one idea, Harav Ovadia Zatzal, hold, no, you put it one after another. Rabbeinu Harav Ben Zion says, no, you can put it together. Now, happened to be one time, there was an occasion. They both were at the Tefillah Shacharit. Rabbeinu Ovadia notices that Harav Ben Zion, he's putting 1 tefillin. But he knew that he says in his Teshuvot, in his Sefarim, that he put 2. So now he tells his Gabbai, go tell Harav Ben Zion, it's okay. It's okay. You're not offending me. Put both. You know, understand, I respect your opinion. So Gabbai comes to Harav Ben Zion, says, Harav Ovadia said, put both tefillin, it's okay. So Harav Ben Zion says, no, when I'm here, that is your territory, I'm not just going to disrespect you because I know your opinion here is to put one after one another. And he goes into Harav Ovadia, and it goes back and forth. Shh. Look at this. Gaonim! You know what Gaon means? That they know the whole Torah, the whole Shas, from beginning to the end, and the end to the back, by heart. By heart. We had nobody in the history like these 2, Gaonim. But see how they respect one another. It's unbelievable how they have kavod one another. And that's what the Torah is all about. Of course, you believe in something, you want to get it done, but don't forget. The first point here is that you have to show the Torah that you are the Torah. You're wearing a kippah, you have to adit ratan, they swing with Knesset, you come to Shacharit, you come to Mincha, to Arvit, that you show that our Torah is pleasant, not harsh, by force. And that's what exactly in the beginning, even the Ten Commandments is not given yet. But we see the introduction, how beautiful it is. The Har Ribono Shel Olam handles the circumstances in such a pleasant, beautiful way to show us. Fine. There's an obligation to do mitzvot. But how you do it, it has to be Darchei Noam, in a pleasant way, in a happy way, to bring the Kiddush Hashem, to sanctify the name of Ribono Shel Olam. And that's what you have to always work on and remember, and to bring Nachat and Shalom Bezad Hashem, Bekol Am Yisrael, and make our Ribono Shel Olam, Ribono Shel Shomayim, happy Bezad Hashem, and escape. Yeah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.